And this is Montana Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Edward O'Brien. Attorneys for State Representative Art Wittig plan to appeal a judge's ruling that allows the political corruption trial against the Bozeman Republican to proceed. The Independent Record reports that Wittig's attorney, Quentin Rhodes, said yesterday he had finalized the appeal of a district court judge's dismissal of a motion to have the case thrown out. The appeal will be filed with the Montana Supreme Court. Wittig's accused of failing to report contributions from the conservative nonprofit Western Tradition Partnership during his 2010 campaign. Rhodes had argued that Commissioner of Political Practices Jonathan Modell wasn't authorized to seek penalties against Wittig because the lawmaker wasn't included on an initial complaint involving anti-union groups. This appeal could delay Wittig's trial for a second time. The trial is set for March 28th. The former head of the Montana Job Service Operations Bureau, who pleaded guilty to billing the state for nearly $18,000 in bogus expenses, has been sentenced to probation. The Independent Record reports Tiffany David was ordered yesterday to serve 3 years of probation for felony theft charges. Prosecutors say David was reimbursed by the state for purchases she did not make or which she later returned, pocketing the refunds. She was also accused of billing the state for traveling to a conference she didn't attend. David resigned from the agency in November. She has since repaid what she stole. Her attorney says David was able to come up with the funds by forfeiting her final paycheck, including holiday and sick pay. Carbon County officials have released the name of a man who was killed in an officer-involved shooting in Joliet. Sheriff Josh McQuillan tells the Billings Gazette that 42-year-old John Charles J.C. Graham died in Monday's shooting. He was living in Joliet but had previously been a resident of the Red Lodge and Bozeman areas. Deputies responded to reported domestic disturbance in Joliet at about 8 p.m. Monday. About 20 minutes after officers arrived, McQuillan said Graham came out of the house and fired a shot at the deputies. The deputies returned fire, killing Graham. A sheriff's vehicle was hit by the gunfire, but it was not clear who fired that shot. Hunters have killed more than 400 wild bison migrating from Yellowstone National Park this winter, with many shot just past the park's boundary as they migrated into Montana. A spokeswoman with Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks says the harvest is the largest since 1989, when nearly 500 bison were taken. Conservation groups have filed a notice with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service of their intent to file a lawsuit seeking to force that agency to extend a monitoring program for wolves in Idaho and Montana. The groups say that threats to wolves in those states have increased significantly as both revised policies to aggressively reduce wolf numbers through sport hunting and killing wolves in remote areas. Authorities say a Montana man gunned down his girlfriend and then sent a text message about the killing to her ex-husband and others. Anthony Tobias Fagiano was charged with deliberate homicide after turning himself in. The woman's ex-husband called 911 to report getting a text from Fagiano about that shooting. State lawmakers are considering a change to the state's rape law. A draft bill would update the definition of consent in cases of sexual assault. Corin Cates Carney reports.
Current law defines the term without consent, but leaves the word consent mostly undefined. The draft bill presented to the Law and Justice Interim Committee Wednesday would change that. Missoula Deputy County Attorney Susie Boylan says current law is outdated and doesn't reflect the reality of sexual assault or current research on the crime.
So we can tell victims, and unfortunately I've been in this situation more times than I can count, I'm sorry that you've been raped, but you have not legally been raped under our statute.
The new bill's description of consent did not have support of everyone in the room. Public defender Jennifer Striano raised concerns she saw in the drafted bill that could shift the burden of proof in sexual assault cases.
What it is built in here is that there's a presumption that no consent is there. And again, then in a trial, the defense would have to present evidence to prove that consent was given. And that goes contrary to, or that is completely contrary to our Constitution, which says that the state has the burden to prove all elements of the offense.
The Law and Justice Interim Committee will meet again in April. A final draft of a law changing Montana's definition of consent would unlikely be ready until the committee's final meeting in August. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.
An 82-year-old California man who had been reported missing while attending a conference at a Montana ski hill has been found dead. Gallatin County officials say Paul James Stoll of Santa Paula, California, was last seen Tuesday morning at the Huntley Lodge at Big Sky Resort. He was reported missing at about 7 p.m. Wednesday after he failed to attend some conference events. Searchers found his body early Thursday in some trees near a ski lift. The cause of death has not been determined. Thanks a lot for listening. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Edward O'Brien.